Dear friends, we gather this day on the traditional and unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
We come before God for confession in this Lenten season. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, through the waters of baptism, your Son has made us children of light. May we ever walk in his light and show forth your glory in the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. A reading from the first book of Samuel. Herra sanoi Samuelille, kuinka kauan sinä aiot surra Saulia? Minä olen hylännyt hänet. Hän ei enää saa olla Israelin kuningas. Täytä öljysarvesi ja lähde liikkeelle. Minä lähetän sinut betlehemiläisen Iisain luo, sillä hänen poikiensa joukosta olen valinnut mieleni mukaisen kuninkaan. Samuel kysyi, kuinka voin mennä sinne? Jos Saul kuulee siitä, hän tappaa minut. Herra vastasi, ota mukaasi vasikka ja sano, että olet tullut uhraamaan Herralle. Kutsu Iisai uhriaterialle, niin minä ilmoitan sinulle, mitä sinun pitää tehdä. Voitele kuninkaaksi se, jonka sinulle osoitan. Samuel teki, kuten Herra oli käskenyt. Kun hän oli tulossa Betlehemiin, kaupungin vanhimmat saapuivat peloissaan häntä vastaan, tervehtivät häntä ja kysyivät, onko kaikki hyvin, näkijä? Hän vastasi, olkaa rauhassa, minä olen tullut uhraamaan Herralle. Puhdistautukaa ja tulkaa kanssani uhriaterialle. Itse hän toimitti Iisain ja hänen poikiensa puhdistusmenot ja kutsui heidät uhriaterialle. Kun he tulivat ja Samuel näki Eliabin, hän ajatteli, hän se on, nyt on Herran edessä hänen voideltunsa. Mutta Herra sanoi Samuelille, älä katso hänen kokoaan ja komeuttaan, sillä minä en hänestä välitä. Herra ei katso kuten ihminen. Ihminen katsoo ulkokuorta, mutta Herra näkee sydämeen. Iisai kutsui sitten Abinadabin ja toi hänet Samuelin eteen, mutta Samuel sanoi, tätäkään Herra ei ole valinnut. Sitten Iisai toi nähtäväksi Samman, mutta Samuel sanoi, tätäkään Herra ei ole valinnut. Iisai toi 7 poikansa Samuelin eteen, mutta Samuel sanoi Iisaille, Herra ei ole valinnut ketään näistä. Sitten Samuel kysyi Iisailta, tässäkö ovat kaikki poikasi? Iisai vastasi, nuorin on vielä jäljellä, mutta hän on nyt lampaita paimentamassa. Samuel sanoi Iisaille, lähetä hakemaan hänet. Emme voi aloittaa ateriaa ennen kuin hänkin on paikalla. Iisai lähetti miehiä hakemaan häntä ja he toivat pojan mukanaan. Hän oli vielä parraton nuorukainen, kirkassilmäinen ja miellyttävän näköinen. Silloin Herra sanoi, tämä se on, voitele hänet. Samuel otti öljysarvensa ja voiteli Daavidin siinä veljesten keskellä, ja Herran henki tuli Daavidiin ja pysyi hänessä siitä päivästä alkaen. Sitten Samuel palasi Ramaan. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
From the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Autrefois, vous étiez ténèbres. Maintenant, vous êtes lumière dans le Seigneur. Vivez en enfant de lumière. Et le fruit de la lumière s'appelle bonté, justice, vérité. Discernez ce qui plaît au Seigneur. Ne vous associez pas aux œuvres stériles des ténèbres. Démasquez-les plutôt. Ce que ces gens font en secret, on a honte même d'en parler. Mais tout ce qui est démasqué est manifesté par la lumière, car tout ce qui est manifesté est lumière. C'est pourquoi l'on dit, éveille-toi, toi qui dors, Lève-toi d'entre les morts, et sur toi le Christ resplendira. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
God be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
After walking safely away from the lodge, Creator sets free saw a man blind from birth sitting by the pathway. They stopped near the man, and the ones who walked the road with him asked, "Wisdom keeper, why was this man born blind? Was it his wrongdoings or his parents that caused this?" "The wrongdoings of neither he nor his parents caused this," he told them, "but that the healing power of the Great Spirit would be seen in him, for while the sun still shines, we must be doing what he wants. A time of darkness is coming when no one will do what he wants, but as long as I am in the world, I will be its light." After saying this, he spit on the ground. Then he made mud from his spit and rubbed it on the man's eyes and instructed him to go and wash in the waters of Sending Village. With the help of others, the man went and washed the mud out of his eyes and returned with his sight restored. The people who lived near him and others who knew he was a blind beggar saw him and said in amazement, "Could this be the blind man who sat and asked for handouts?" Some were saying it was he. Others were saying he only looked like him, but he kept saying, "I am the one." So they asked him, "How did your sight return to you?" He said, "A man named Creator sets free made some mud, and rubbed it on my eyes. He told me to go wash in the waters of Sending Village. So I did what he said, and now I can see. Where is he? They asked. I do not know where he is, the man answered. Since it was on the day of the resting that Creator Sets Free had healed the man, they decided to take him to the Separated Ones to see what they would say. The Separated Ones asked the man how he was healed. He said to them, he rubbed mud on my eyes, I washed off the mud, and now I can see. Then some of the Separated Ones said, this man who does not honor the day of resting cannot be from the Great Spirit. But others were saying, how can someone with a bad heart perform powerful signs such as these? The tribal leaders could not agree. So they asked the blind man, you are the one he healed. What do you have to say about him? The man answered them, he must be a prophet from the Great Spirit. The tribal leaders could not believe the man had been blind. So they found his parents and asked them, is this your son whom you say was born blind? How does he now see? His parents were afraid of the tribal leaders who had said that anyone who says Creator Sets Free is the chosen one would be put out of the gathering house. Yes, this is our son, and he was born blind, they answered. But we do not know how he sees or who opened his eyes. He is a full-grown man. Ask him. He will tell you for himself. They went back to the man who was blind and said to him, give honor to the Great Spirit for healing you, not to Creator Sets Free, for we know he is an outcast with a bad heart. I do not know whether this man has a bad heart, he answered them, but this I do know. I was blind, but now I see. They asked the man again, what did you do? What did he do to open your eyes? He said to them, you did not listen the first time I told you. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become one of his followers? You are his follower, they said with disrespect in their voices. We follow drawn from the water, for we know the Great Spirit has spoken to him, but we do not know where this man is from. The man answered them, this is a strange thing. You who are tribal leaders do not know where this man comes from, yet he is the one who opened my eyes. The Great Spirit does not listen to people with bad hearts. He listens to the ones who humbly serve him and do what is right. From the creation of the world, no one has ever seen a man healed who was born blind. If he were not from the Great Spirit, he could not have done this. They puffed up their chests and said, you were born an outcast, and you think you can teach us? Then they threw him out and banned him from his gathering house. When Creator Sets Free heard that they had put the man out of the gathering house, he went to him and said, will you put your trust in the true human being? Honored one, tell me who he is, the man answered, and I will put my trust in him. Look at me and see the true human being, Creator Sets Free said. He is talking with you now. The man bowed down to him and said, honored one, I believe. Creator Sets Free said, I came to show what is right and wrong about the ways of this world, so that the blind will see, and the ones who see may become blind. Some of the Separated Ones overheard what he said to the man. Are you saying that we are blind? They asked. If you were truly blind, you would have no guilt, he answered them. But since you claim to see, your guilt remains. The Gospel of Christ.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ open our hearts and our minds and our eyes. Amen. Last Sunday afternoon, we had a children's service. We have these periodically. to give our children the free opportunity to run all around the church and to share a Bible story. And we introduced the Palm Sunday story. And the children made the palms in the scene. And it looked so good that it's still set up if after the service advocates for him. It's the man born blind who comes to himself and he handles the pressure of their expectations and refuses the blame. And he makes me wonder who I would hope to be in this story. Who would you want to be? I hope you would want to be this blind man who comes to see, rather than the supposedly seeing people who are really blind. So when I try to think of equivalents for today, because I think that's a good thing to do, what would be our equivalents for today of this blindness and seeing metaphor? And let's be careful that it is a metaphor. We're not talking about actual people who are blind. We're now in the language of deep understanding. So on the journey from blindness to seeing, a child who comes to the realization they are gay or lesbian comes through self-acceptance, figuring out what their life is going to be, maybe disappointment about some things that it's not going to be. The parents of a gay or lesbian child. Some parents are very insightful. They already know. They've got it figured out. They're just waiting for their child to understand it and tell them. Other parents are completely blindsided by it. And some parents don't handle this well. Some parents kick their children out. Some parents never reconcile, or they wait 20 years and then they feel bad about it because they recognize what they did. But parents also grow in their seeing if they have a gay or lesbian child. Someone who has a career and realizes it's never going to be an exciting career and has to accept that this is just what it is, and I take the paycheck home. There's a kind of seeing in that disappointment that they thought it was going to be more than that. I'm thinking about teenagers frustrated with their parents who do not understand how they're growing up. And how those teenagers in their 20s start to say, I'm becoming my mother. Because they realize that, you know, the things they were rebellious against when they were younger, there's a different way of thinking about those things. And I wanted to have a couple of personal examples. So I'm thinking about my father who developed Parkinson's disease. For a long time, he had this shake in his arm that he would not get checked. He said, oh, I'm a bus driver. The window in the bus is open. That's the arm that gets cold, so it's shaking. And he just dismissed it and dismissed it. And then with the diagnosis, this realization that this was never going to improve. It was going to get worse. How do you see life differently when you know that's what your body is doing? Another personal example, when my mother went into long-term care, and it was boring, and she wasn't interested to get to know the people who sat with her at her meal, and we would go see her, and this realization that this could go on for a very long time, and she wanted it to be over. We all have different ways of coming into seeing something in a new place. Some of the examples I mentioned are hard. There are also joyful ones. Discovering you're with the love of your life. is a joyful one. You can probably think of both ways of seeing that come into a realization of something harder or something joyful. And all of them are like, I was once blind, but now I see. If we could look for words of hope that speak into that, I want to point out in the structure of John's Gospel something that you might not notice. This is all of chapter 9, right through to the end, and there is no end to the quotation marks. Jesus goes right into John chapter 10 of "I am the good shepherd." It doesn't begin with that phrase, but that's what it is. And it's not seeing, it's the sheep hear his voice and follow him. Just like the blind man hears first and follows, the sheep hear his voice and follow him. We may feel like we cannot see what is next, but the Good Shepherd is with us, helping us in all of our transitions when we cannot see what is next. I think the man who started out blind is a beautiful example for us of some of the changing of our mind that will come with each step of seeing more what God has in store for us. Amen.
Let us pray to the Lord, responding to the invitation, Lord, in your mercy, with help us to see. Loving God, you are the one who created and formed us. You are the one who calls us each by name. You are the one who promises that you will be with us when troubles overtake us, that you will not desert us or forsake us, that you will be our future and our hope. And yet we listen carefully to other voices, the ones that tell us to measure our worth by how much we own, the ones that tell us to be afraid to lose our carefully guarded lives, the ones that tell us we're not good enough. Return us to the center. Heal our willful blindness to your love and your call. Give us new eyes to look on the world with the compassion of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, help us to see. Challenging God, you show us in your coming alongside us in Christ the promises of love are not enough, that our words must be followed by our actions in the world. We pray for those whom you ask us to serve, the hungry, the unhoused, the addicted, and those close to us who are in need. Today we remember especially Sandy, Louie, and Alice, and all others whose names are in our hearts. We join the family of Bill Broughton in mourning his loss and give thanks for a life well lived. Help us to reach out in friendship and love to all who are sick or sorrowful. Lord, in your mercy, help us to see. God of justice and peace, we bring before you the absurd violence and pain of today's world. We remember especially today the innocent victims of war in Iran and Lebanon, those killed and wounded, and the millions forced to flee from their homes. Strengthen the will of all those who fight for justice and lead all nations into the path of peace. Help us to call out the scourges of anti-Semitism and Islamophobia afflicting our Jewish and Muslim neighbors whenever we see and hear it. Teach us to be compassionate towards the whole human family. Lord, in your mercy, help us to see. Loving God, we pray for your church and its mission to be the body of Christ in the world. We pray for Archbishop Shane, our primate, Archbishop Anne, our metropolitan, and Catherine, our bishop-elect. In our parish, we pray for Gary, Alan, Christina, and Pat, for our church wardens and parish council members and all who minister here. Keep us open to ways in which we can strengthen this community of faith and make it a welcoming place for all. Lord, in your mercy, help us to see. Loving God, our hope is in you. No one is beyond your love. No one is beyond your saving power. Give us grace to open our eyes and welcome you as you come to us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
As our Savior taught us, let us pray.
To God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.